It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, we're getting into two of my favorite Isaiah verses here in the Book of Mormon. 2 Nephi chapter 7, you're going to look at the last two verses of this chapter. Verse number 10, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, or respects the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light?" So the question I want to pose to you here is this: why would someone who is fearing the Lord and obeying the voice of his servants still be walking in darkness and not have any light? I think there's a key element here in verse number 11. "Behold, all ye that kindle fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks which ye have kindled. This ye shall have of my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow." So this idea of walking in the light of your fire and your own sparks. When you think about sparks, sparks are very flashy. Sparks are very showy. They do not last very long. It's like when you're a little kid and you have the sparklers on 4th of July, you hold it, you're just like, "Yeah, that's awesome." And then it fizzles out. And then you just do it again. "Yeah, that's awesome." And you do it for literally like 10 seconds. And it is so temporary. So a spark is a temporary gleam or flash, very showy, quickly fizzling out without producing much of anything. So the question can be here, how have you seen people today lose light as they follow their own sparks? Because what happens is you're following your own light. And as awesome as you and I are, our light, just our light, is not going to last very long. So the reality of this is you and I need to be looking for a much stronger light source than just ourselves. Because you and I, we have those sparks that are very temporary and they can produce light, but we are not the ones who are going to produce the everlasting light. That light comes from Jesus Christ. Now, one of the cool things with that, Elder Bednar, David A. Bednar, periodically does Instagram lives. And it's so fun to watch Elder Bednar. If you were to go to his Instagram page, you will see several of these where he just answers questions, and he does it in such a wonderful way. He did one about a year ago where he really addressed this idea of maybe why it is that we tend to struggle. The context here he was using with this is actually about missionary work. So go ahead and watch this and you'll see how Elder Bednar addresses this very topic.
What is the best advice you can give for someone who's about to go on a mission? It's not about you. I visit with thousands and thousands of missionaries every year. And rightfully, understandably, they'll say, "Well, I'm working so hard, but I'm not having the success that I think I should have." Can you hear the problem in that series of statements? I. You go because you love the Lord. You serve because you want to assist others to come unto Him. You need to lose yourself in the service of others. And when you get lost serving the Lord, you'll ultimately find out who you really are. So the best advice: you're going to go to a place you might not choose to go. You might have for companions people you might not choose to associate with. You may eat food that you really don't like. All of which can propel you to be kind of self-centered. "No, I'm not very happy about all this." That's just part of the adjustment to missionary life and growing up and learning to serve with your heart, might, mind, and strength in conditions you wouldn't ordinarily serve. Get over yourself. It's not about you. Lose yourself in service to Him. And the irony is, you will come home after you've served for 18 or 24 months. And after these experiences that seem so hard now, you will proclaim, "It was the greatest experience of my life." And it will have been.
So I really love Elder Bednar's message there, because it really kind of describes my own missionary experience. There are times where, you know, I would be in there and like, why am I experiencing this? Why am I feeling this way? Once I realized that was not about me and it was about the Lord and it was about sharing His message with other people, all of a sudden my problems got very, very insignificant as I was able to start helping others, taking the light of Jesus Christ and sharing that with other people rather than me trying to be the light source. Now, what's interesting is in these verses here, there's actually a little phrase in Isaiah chapter 50, where the original part of this is, because the chapter heading does say, compare Isaiah 50. Now you go to Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10, there is a little part right at the end there where it says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God, which I love that. That is how you and I make sure that we follow the right light source. We stop looking to ourselves, we stop making it about ourselves, and we start making it more about Jesus Christ. And as we do that, the sparks are not going to be there, but that everlasting light, that's going to be the thing that's going to bless people's lives. I love this little message right here, and I am grateful for it. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.